Welcome to the Celebration Church podcast. We believe God wants to speak into your life through this message. If you're interested in knowing more about Celebration Church, you can visit our website at celebrationedmonton.com and find us on Instagram and Facebook at CelebrationEDM. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy this message.
My name is Isaac, if I haven't met you before, and I just want to start off real quick today's message by maybe letting you get to know me a little bit better, but more importantly for me, just to kind of paint a picture of what today's message is all about as we talk about hearing from God. I'm just going to tell a quick story just to help you with this right now. My wife and I, you know, we're driving in the car together, and we got a kid in the back and stuff, and we're heading to a birthday party. You know, we got about a 20-minute drive across town, and, you know, as we begin, we start to drive off, you know, my wife, you know, has something she wants to talk about or something like that, and she begins, you know, in conversation, and obviously, you know, I'm responding back, and I'm, you know, talking with her, and then maybe she gets more, you know, into what she has to say, and she begins to go on about a certain subject or something that she's been thinking about, you know. You know, 30 seconds go by, you know, maybe 60 seconds goes by, 90 seconds, you know, maybe a couple minutes now. And then she turns to me and she says, well, what do you think about that? And then I have to stop myself. I'm kind of like deer in headlights in that moment. And I realize, oh no, for about the last 2 minutes, I have no idea what she was talking about. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in this scenario before. It's not that I didn't care about what she had to say or that she wasn't speaking loud enough. It was just my own mind was getting distracted by other things that were in my brain at the time, or I was daydreaming. And somehow I got lost away from the conversation, and I have no idea what she was saying. Now, I actually have two decisions in this moment to make. Now, the first decision I could do is I could just be totally honest and be like, hey, you know what? I have no idea what you're just saying over the last minute. My mind started to wander on me, whatever. Or I have a second decision to make, a little bit riskier of a decision. Do I try and play it off like I knew what was going on the whole time? Do I say something like, oh yeah, that's crazy, or, you know, oh yeah, totally. Or, you know, maybe try and get her to speak a little more and be like, well, what do you mean by that? You can explain that a little bit more to me. And she's like, I asked you if you wanted, you know, chicken or fish tonight for dinner. You know what I mean? Something ridiculous. Either way, I go on that, you know, it's not going to have the best result. I'm going to be a little bit of trouble. Obviously, the honest answer would be the right one for me to do in that moment. But today, I just want to share that with you, just to paint a picture and maybe an example as we hear from God in our lives. Because you know what? God is always speaking, but maybe sometimes we're not listening. And, you know, can you remember the last time or moment that you had with God where you felt like he truly spoke to you or put something on your heart? I don't know, maybe it was yesterday you really felt like God was telling you something. Maybe it was a full year ago, or maybe you find that you really hear from God every single day in your life. Or maybe you're kind of new here and you're not even saved yet. You've only been a Christian for a little while and you're not really sure what that looks like. You've never really heard from God before. I know for myself, you know, growing up in a Christian home, I was around a lot of people all the time that would talk about how they would hear from God. And they would say, you know, God told me this, and I heard this voice, and God was put this on my life. And I, you know, I would get kind of confused at times. I thought maybe this was this clear, audible voice that they were hearing, and I never heard it before. Maybe I just wasn't hearing from God. I didn't really know what exactly that looked like on my life, and it took me quite a bit of time till I really began to understand it. But again, like my story today, I just want to let you know that God is talking, but maybe we're not the ones who are listening. God isn't the problem when it comes to hearing, but guess what? We get to learn and understand his patterns so we can hear his voice. God is speaking to us through so many different channels. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. It says this: there is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You're like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Now, I want you to open up your notes today. If you want to follow along with today's notes, you can download the Celebration Edmonton app, and you can follow along with today's notes there. We're going to start with this. Number one today, you can write this down, is listening begins with your relationship. Listening begins with your relationship. See, Jesus wants a close and intimate relationship with you. You know, this might feel a little bit, you know, Jesus or Christian 101. Oh yes, Jesus wants a relationship with you. But you know what? This is so important. This is the number one thing that we have to get right when it comes to hearing from God. Now, I want you just to think about your personal relationships in your life. You know, the people that you communicate to the most, you know, there's this two-way conversation. It's not just one person talking. They talk to you, you talk to them. Those are the people that you communicate closest to you. But I think a problem is most people, we tend to treat God, you know, the way we treat our other relationships, like, you know, our family and our friends. What happens is sometimes we demand that God caters to how we are. You know what I mean? Just like we do with people. Sometimes, you know, we tell people how we want them to treat us, how we want them to talk to us. You know, maybe an example of this, maybe you say to your wife, oh, when I get home from work, don't talk to me for 30 minutes. I just want quiet. I don't want to talk yet. You know what I mean? Or don't text me about stuff. I want you to call me. When you know, we tend to tell others how we want them to cater to us and how we want them to communicate to us. But God doesn't speak or think the same way we do. You know, listening to God means understanding him, and how do we understand how he speaks to us. Now, I just want to give you a bit of an example of this to help paint a better picture. We all know that God is the Father. He says he's our Father, and we are his children. So how does a father talk to his child when he's teaching him, you know, how to listen and understand? I'll tell you what the father doesn't do. He doesn't go to, you know, maybe the year and a half year old, and he's starting to kind of say things, and he mumbles something like, you know, agabugu. You know, I mean, he says some weird word. It's not a real word. The father doesn't try and interpret that. He doesn't go, he says, okay, agabugu. Maybe a stinky diaper, hungry, I don't know. You know what I mean? He doesn't try to figure out what the baby's saying. But what does the father do? The father teaches the child his language and how he speaks and how he wants the child to communicate with him. So he tells the child, you know, hungry. How do you say hungry? That means when you're, you know, your tummy hurts, you want to eat something. That's what it means. The father is continually teaching the child how to speak his language so the child can communicate to the father, and then the child can understand the father. You know, God is speaking to us right where we are. But we have to make our relationship with him the main focus in our world so that we can start listening and hearing him. See, some of us think we have a relationship with him, and we think we're listening to him the whole time, but, you know, sometimes it can be easy to treat God a little bit like Santa Claus. And I know I get guilty of this all the time. And see, the difference with Santa Claus is Santa Claus doesn't really have an opinion of what you need or your circumstance. You know what I mean? You tell Santa Claus, Santa, I want a dirt bike for Christmas. And Santa does not look at your circumstance and say, well, you live, you know, in the 12th floor of a condo. Yeah, I can't really give you a dirt bike. Santa is just there to say, yes, I'll give you what you need. But God's a two-way conversation. In Ephesians 3, verses 20, it says this. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. See, I don't think God's just trying to check off your prayer list. I know he wants to meet our needs, but he's looking to do something a little bit more than we might think or ask, just like this scripture is saying. You know, God doesn't always give us necessarily what we want and what we ask, but he's definitely going to give us what we need. Because the thing is, going back to being a father, you know, your kids ask you for something. The father doesn't just say yes to everything, even though he wants to give everything that child wants. But what the father really cares about is what the child truly needs in that situation. And the father cares way more about what the child needs versus what the child wants. And as our relationship grows and we begin to mature with him, you know, our approach starts to shift towards God. As we get mature and we understand how he speaks to us, you know, it starts to shift from just, God, I need this right now. God, can you do this for me right now? Which is totally okay. We need to pray those prayers of what we need from God. God wants to hear us cry out to him. But as we mature, our approach gets to shift a little bit from more of a, God, what do you want me to see in this? God, what do you have for me in this circumstance? I want to know what you have. I want to see what you're seeing that I can't see. Yeah. Mature me, God. Make me better. Yeah. I want to know what you want. My question, you know, for you today is, how are you growing in your relationship with him? How are you staying close to God? What does your intimate personal relationship look like to him? You know, usually this comes through many different ways in our lives, obviously through, you know, reading God's word, reading the Bible, and what his word says for our lives, you know, in times of worship, and our time of prayer. And I'm not talking about this 1 hour that we have together. I'm talking about the remainder of your week, your time on your own with God, and what that looks like. How do we know we are hearing from God? We know we need to grow in our relationship with him, but how do we know we are hearing from God? Is this, we, number two in your notes is this. We hear through the Holy Spirit. We hear through the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15 says this. There is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. So important that this verse says he will guide you into all truth. Yeah. We hear through the Holy Spirit. Our direction comes from the Holy Spirit, which guides us to truth. This Holy Spirit's intent is to guide us to what truth is. We need to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. Romans 8, verses 11, 9 through 11 says this, but you're not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give you life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. I'll tell you what, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living within you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from his death on the cross is what lives in you. Wow. Now, when you talk to God and you allow him to lead and listen to you, is it really just about you setting the agenda and you asking God, hey, this is what needs to happen? Or are you actually allowing God to lead through his Holy Spirit and you're letting him set the agenda for what needs to happen in your life? I think sometimes our prayers need to change to asking him for patience and asking him for clarity and direction rather than just give me this, but how can I have this so I can get that? You know what I mean by that? Our character and what God really wants to change within us. He doesn't just want to give us, physical things all the time, but there's something inside of us that he's trying to change in order for that to happen. Ask God to give you patience, give you clarity, give you direction. Here's the thing, you'll learn to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life and just how he speaks to you through this. Romans chapter 12, 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, this verse here, it's about spiritual transformation. Transformation that's designed to mature us. Hearing God will never be a part of our lives if we don't understand that his goal is to mature us and grow us as his kids. The whole time, God's not here. He's not standing. He's not here to give out candy. He's here because you are his kid, and he just wants to do the best for your life, and he wants to grow your life, and he wants you to be mature and be able to stand on your own two feet as you take on your life. Knowing the Bible and having the Bible transform you through the Holy Spirit are two different things. So, maybe you've known an atheist or something like that knew a ton about the Bible. They read a ton of it, but they didn't have the Holy Spirit, so nothing was transformed inside of them. And what you have to understand is the Holy Spirit lives with you, and that's what's transforming you through the Word of God. We hear through the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you as you grow in your relationship with him. Number three in your notes is this. God uses people. God uses people. Now, if we understand that we are, led by the Holy Spirit, then we probably want to listen to people who are also led by the Holy Spirit in our life. Now, how do we know if someone is led by the Holy Spirit, you might ask? Well, maybe they think they pray the longest prayers or the loudest, or they tell you to have a blessed day. It's not about, nothing's wrong with those things. It's not about a religious act or a platform or a title. But what the Bible tells us is that we're supposed to see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in someone's life. That's how we can recognize the Spirit, is the fruit of it. In Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23, it says this. But the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit in our lives. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Those Spirit-led people in your life are going to be producing those fruits. You're going to see those fruits on their life. So we want to allow ourselves to be, you know, Spirit-filled people and allow those Spirit-filled people, to speak into our lives. But who else? There's got to be more than that. There's this story in Numbers 22. I'm not going to read the story to you, but I'm going to give you just the quick Cole's notes on it. And it goes like this. This guy named Balaam, he's setting off on this trip, and he's riding on his donkey, and God wants to speak to him. So he sends an angel, and Balaam ignores the angel, doesn't see the angel speaking to him. And he does this actually three times, and each time the donkey recognizes it, and the donkey's trying to steer off the road, and Balaam actually beats the donkey. He's getting all mad at this donkey because he doesn't realize there's an angel trying to speak to him, and he's just hitting the donkey, he's all mad. Then God gets a little bit frustrated, and he does something a little bit different. He opens the donkey's mouth, and then donkey goes, "Shrek, I'm a donkey!" just kidding. Sorry. No, that was my best impression. No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. Don't clap for that. No. But God uses the donkey's voice and says, "Why are you beating me? Why are you beating me?" The donkey's saying that to him. God's sending an angel to speak to you, and you're not listening. And I love how, I just love that story in Numbers. Again, go read it. Numbers 22. But sometimes God's voice comes from places we might not expect or might not even want to hear from in the first place. You know, God's voice might just be coming from something your boss is trying to tell you. Maybe something that your spouse is trying to speak to you about. Maybe even your kids are saying something to you and God's trying to speak through them. Maybe even your doctor. You know, or maybe it's something ridiculous. Maybe it's the person that's telling you to chill out on the golf course because you're angry because you can't drive at all today. I know I've been that guy. But sometimes God's voice comes from the place that we least expect it or we're looking for it. I actually heard this saying once that said, It says, marriage is a trick to make you more like Jesus because you don't realize how messed you up you are until you are married. I don't know if you're married, you'll find that joke funny, but sometimes it takes other people to hear God's voice in our life. I know for me, I was really blessed to have this growing up and really felt this on my own life through people. Thankfully, my parents were super Spirit-led people in my life. And it was cool because obviously when I think back to it, now I see it so clearly, but as a kid, I didn't necessarily see it all the time. My dad, he would, every single morning for as long as I can remember, until we could drive, he would load all four of us up in his 1992 Honda Accord, great vehicle, drove it for many years, and he would drive us about 15, 20 minutes to school, and man, he was so intentional about that time, about allowing God to speak through him to us as kids. He would ask us things about what we were going through, what we had going on that day, and he would always carve out at least 5 to 10 minutes of that drive to ask us what we were going to pray about, and he would pray over us and ask us to pray. And how many of you know that those weren't just his words, but he was allowing God to speak through him so he could speak words of life, words of truth that God wanted to speak over our lives. You know, this is why the church is so important in our life. You know, it's not enough just to receive Christ and have this personal relationship with him and ask him to change your life. But there's a reason why God created the church and he calls it his bride, because it has to be married to him. The closest relationships in your life play such an important role when God wants to speak to you. Such an important role. God wants to use the Spirit-led people that you're allowing in your life to speak to you. You know, this is why we're so intense every single Sunday on the stage. We say, "Hey, get in next steps. Go into next steps." It's because we know that you need to be connected with people. You need to get on a team. You need to get in a connect group. You need to have Spirit-filled relationships in your life that are going to speak to you. And God wants to use those people in unique ways that you might never expect. That's why it's so important for us as a church to realize this and have those people in that community in our lives. And you know what? We don't always agree with everyone in our life. I'll tell you that for sure. Agreement is overrated sometimes. But I'll tell you this. James chapter 4 verse says this: God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And we have to become humble listeners. We have to have humility towards the people God put into our lives. Are we in relationships that the voice of God can speak and, you know, go deep into your life and call things out? Have you tried asking a friend about a certain situation and asking them to speak into your life and see something that maybe you're not seeing? And when you speak to others, speak truth out of love towards them. Speak truth out of love. You know, it's cool now for me, you know, being a dad myself. My daughter will be 5 in a few weeks, but now I'm at an age where I get to see, you know, what my dad was doing through because of God through us. And now me as a father, you know, when my child's doing something or does something good, it's not about, I'm not talking about, you went potty for the first time. Yay, you know what I mean? We all do those little things and celebrate stuff. But I'm talking about God's truth and God's word that I get to speak into her life. When I get to see her do something super kind and put a need of another kid above hers and give them something, I get to look at her and say, wow, Jayla, that was so kind of you. I love that about you, that you're so kind to others and you treat others with love. Or if someone hurts her feelings about something and she's upset about something, I can tell her, you know, you can forgive that person. We can let it go. We can forgive them and move on. And I tell you what, that's not me speaking to her, but that's God's voice speaking into her life. And from her age of 4 or 5 years old, she gets to hear God's word over her life, and I get to be used by God to speak into her. Now, I say all that to say, as I know each and every one of us in this room, somebody's breakthrough is on the other side of your encouragement. You might not realize it or not, but God wants to use your voice so others can hear him. Yeah. And it has to come from you audibly. You have to be able to learn to recognize the things that God's word says. It's not about you just coming up with random stuff. It's you drawing from his word so that you can speak to others, so that they can hear from others. They can hear God through you. Your words have so much power when you speak God's words that can come through your mouth and others can be changed. Someone's breakthrough can be on the other side of that. There could be a mom out there, you know, a single mom that's going through a tough time and situation. It looks kind of crazy with their kids, but your voice telling that mother that she's in those kids' lives for a reason and she's doing an amazing job could be the exact breakthrough that she needs to hear God's voice in her situation. Matthew 10:41 says this: if you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as a prophet. And if you receive righteous people because of their righteousness, you will be given a reward like theirs. Number 4 in your notes is this: listen with clarity. Listen with clarity. See, even though we know God speaks through people, not everything that people say is necessarily from God. You know what I mean? If you've been a Christian for long enough, you're going to know this, that not everything people say necessarily means it's from God. It could just be their own personal ideas or thoughts. But how do we hear God in this noise and in a culture of noise and all the distractions we have? And you know, we all carry these things in our pockets and our hands that are a constant noise all day long. How do we really know that it's God's voice? How do we know that we are hearing from him? There's so much noise, and the noise is the devil's specialty. The devil loves noise. Yeah. See, the devil creates noise to distort and twist what God's trying to say. See, the first thing the devil did was he questioned God's word. Yeah. He didn't say something else. He didn't come in with this new idea or opinion. He was trying to question what God was saying. Yeah. He says, in Genesis, it says, the serpent is speaking and says, did God really say you must not eat the fruit of any of these trees in the garden? He goes on and says, God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. He created noise, and he tried to distract Eve by twisting God's word. The story, Jesus goes into fast for 40 days, and the devil decides that he's going to try and tempt Jesus using God's own word, using the Bible. The devil tries to bring down Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, says this: then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. See, the voice bringing that noise in is not for you. It has to be aligned with scripture. Watch what Jesus says here as he goes down. He says, Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil went away and the angels came and took care of Jesus. I love how Jesus gives us the solution by fighting back with the truth of God's word. So easy. I love how the Bible refers to God's word as the sword of the spirit. It's an offensive weapon that's meant to be used to attack when the devil wants to try and twist something in your life. It's about bringing it back to God's word. It's about aligning it with scripture. You know, an extreme example of this would be a voice, you know, in your head telling you that you need to leave your spouse for someone else. Well, when I go to align that with scripture, I can easily see that that's not what God actually says when I look at his word. In Matthew, it says, "What God's put together, let no man separate." So there's no way that this is God's voice that I'm hearing telling me to do this. Now, that's why when we hear from people and we hear from God ourselves, we have to ask if this aligns with what God is saying in his words. You know, it's so important, again, having these relationships and people we can share when we hear something or we feel like someone told us something, that we can get their godly perspective as well. It's not enough for just us, but it's us to be able to share this and speak with others and hear what God's telling them as well as we learn and as we grow and mature together. Jesus took time to hear from God. You know, he spent 40 days fasting and praying in that story. And, you know, listening to God, it really means just kind of giving him room to speak. And I don't know if you're feeling, you know, burnt out or tired. And I think sometimes our spiritual problems can actually get affected by our physical problems. And I love the message that Joel preached a few weeks ago about the Sabbath and how important it is that God rested and he taught us how to rest. Maybe your breakthrough is on the other side of a good meal or rest or just a personal distraction that might be a root of a problem. You know, sometimes it's just important for us to wait and to hear from God more clearly and allow him just to speak more clear as we remove the distractions in our life. And while we wait, his voice can become clear and clear. Number 5 in your notes is this, and this is super important. It's hearing produces faith. Hearing produces faith. Romans 10:17 says this, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of Christ. So faith is now a byproduct of us hearing from God. And I love how just simply this verse puts it, that our faith comes from listening to him. And here's why faith works this way. It's because faith isn't about believing whatever you feel. You know, faith isn't about what you feel, but it's about believing what God says. Yeah. It's standing on what God says he can do. Even though you can't see something, even though it hasn't happened, even though you don't see something coming, but you're saying, I know what God says he can do, I know what God says he will do, and I'm putting faith in that because the pressure doesn't have to be on me. It's about what God says he can do, not what we can do. You know, when we build this habit of hearing from God in our life, you know, we mature and our faith, it just grows stronger. You might feel today like, you know, your faith is so worn down and it's a little bit beat up. And I want to encourage you just to take these steps. Listen and hear from God. Take the time. You know, I this kind of analogy came to me this week and it might seem a little silly at first, but just hear me out. I was like, what if, you know, the way we put our faith in God was similar to how we put our faith in our favorite sports team? So for me, I'm an Edmonton Oilers fan, and that's my favorite sport. I love it. But you know, for me, when it comes to hockey, you know, I go through 11 years of no playoffs, and I'm still cheering for them every day, and I'm believing for something that I have no idea that could happen. There's nothing telling me that something specific or a better outcome is gonna happen. But sometimes what I do is I go back and I say, hey, there's that team in the 80s, and I saw what happened there, and I know this franchise could do something better, and I know that there's going to be a victory. I have no idea. What if your faith looked a little bit more similar to how you treat your favorite team? Because here's the cool part about God, what's different than your favorite team, is you saw what God did in your life. You saw the forgiveness he gave you. He accepted you as his son, his daughter, and he sent his son to die for you. So you can go through 10, 11 years, maybe that child's still gone in your life, still doesn't talk to you. There's that relationship's not healed, that healing in your body that hasn't happened. You get to go through those times where you don't see something, but you can say, God, I have faith to see the things I can't see yet. because I know what you've done. I know what your word says you're going to do. And I can stand on that in my life. I just want to leave this with you today. Just a few practical steps. One of this is just plan to learn more about his words. Study what God says. Is bought in through your Bible, maybe through some Christian books. That's what I love doing. Podcasts, whatever the deal is. I want you to take time and just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Go for a walk. You know, listen to worship music. Dedicate 10 minutes of your drive just to having no noise and just talking to God. I want you to encourage someone. Allow others to encourage you and let God's voice speak through them to you. God's speaking to us in so many different ways we would never expect. And all we have to do is just be willing to receive and humble ourselves so we can learn from him. You know, it's important too that as you go about this and you feel like maybe you're not seeing things, maybe you don't feel like you're really hearing from God, you know, day in and day out. But here's the cool part. I heard this analogy once that, you know, you can't stare at grass and watch it grow. You can't just stand there for a couple hours and expect to see it to grow. But what you can easily do is you can set up a camera and you can record a time lapse over a week. You can play it back over 30 seconds and you can just watch that grass grow. I want to tell you right now, even though you might not see it, God's maturing you and he's growing you inch by inch. So as you get there, as that time goes by, you're going to be in a whole new place that you never thought you could be. Can we all just stand right now? I know for me, I used to play in the worship team for about 10 years. From the time I was about 12 till 22, I used to slap the bass, if you will. And I loved it. And I remember, not only did I love just to, you know, lead people in the worship, but I love how God would always use those times to speak to me. I remember this song that came out in the mid-2000s. And it was called Still by Hillsong Worship. And the lyrics went like this. When the oceans rise and the thunders roar, I'm going to be still and know you are God. Man, those lyrics used to stick to me so much in my teens. And like, you know, my life wasn't crazy or anything like that, but I still had my own things going on. And it's just reminded through his words in worship that God would speak to me, just remind me to be still, just know that he's God. Can we just bow our heads together today? I just want to pray with you. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what situation you're faced with. Some of you just need a miracle for something really big in your life right now. Maybe a healing, maybe a relationship, maybe just a circumstance. Very specific to you. And you need to hear God's voice so you can build your faith right now. Or maybe, who knows, maybe you're on the opposite side of that. Maybe you feel like things are kind of gumdrops and rainbows right now. And you feel like things are pretty easy. But I'll tell you what, you need to have faith for God to do something more in your life. You need to have faith for God to show you something that you can't see yet because there's something big he wants to do. Can we pray together today? God, I just thank you right now for each and every one of us, Lord. God, you hear our prayers and you know what you're going through. God, we ask that just not our will be done, but your will be done in our lives, Lord. God, we want to see what you see. We want to hear what you have specifically for each and every one of us, Lord. Help us as we learn from what your word says over our lives and the people that you've put into our lives, Lord God, as we just humble ourselves to allow you to speak through each and every situation, Lord. We humble ourselves to you. We ask your voice be clearer than it ever has been before in our lives as we were reminded that you're the one who's always speaking, but we are the ones that need to listen, Lord God. We just pray this in your name. Amen. You can keep your heads bowed. I just want to pray for anybody in this room right now that maybe has never began that relationship with Christ for themselves. God accepts you as his son, as his daughter, and he has a new life for you. And all you have to do is allow him to take control and surrender your life over to him. It says that if you confess, you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you will be saved. Salvation is for you. I want you to repeat after me if you're watching online or you're in this room right now. We're all just going to say this prayer together. You can repeat after me. God, I accept that you sent your son to die on the cross for my sins. I thank you that you've given me new life. I accept you into my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I surrender my life to you. And from today on, I allow you to lead. Help me as I grow and begin to know your ways. We pray this in your name together. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening with us today. If you enjoyed it, check out more messages like this at celebrationedmonton.com or on the Celebration Church mobile app. If you'd like to partner with us financially, you can give on our website at celebrationedmonton.com. Come back next week to hear another great message.